every running back kind of has their own style. You have yours, and you watch like LeGarrette and maybe Marshawn. What makes a guy have be good at yards after the contact so much like those guys are?
Big physical guys, strong, tough to bring down. Some guys have that running style where it's hard to tackle. It's hard to bring them down for whatever reason. That's why they're running backs. That's why they're the top running backs in the league.
It's Steven Gostkowski's birthday. Is there anything you guys actually do for his birthday when you're on the road here, or are you just like saying nothing about it?
No, we'll figure something out and do something for him. Do something special. Make sure he knows that we know that it's his birthday.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Shane, what kind of person and player is Rob Gronkowski?
Person and player? He's the same person. I say his personality kind of reflects his play on the field. He's an awesome, fun-loving type guy, and when he's on the field, to me, it just seems like he's just out there having a good time.
Do you feel any kind of Pac-12 pride this week?
Yes and no. Yes and no. We do have quite a bit Pac-12 guys in this game, but that's football. That's what it's all about. We know the competition levels, and it's going to be at its highest.
Shane, any Seattle's defense? It seems like they, sure, there's some variation, but it seems like they pretty much just line up.
Yeah.
And they do their thing. Would you say that's?
I would say that they're very good at doing what they do. I don't think it's as simple as that, but I will say that what they don't do a whole lot, but what they do do execute, they do a very good job of it, and they make it extremely tough on offenses. A defense of that caliber, you don't really have to do much. What you're already doing is so disruptive.
But you guys, I think you've been involved in those group formations on the outside. Mm-hmm. What's the challenge to breaking out of those?
The timing, I guess. That's what practice is for. We kind of get the timing down, and we learn, where you're supposed to be at what point in time.
And the advantage to pre-snap movement for a guy like yourself, maybe.
Uh-huh.
What is that? Does that benefit you?
I think what it does is it just changes formations slightly before the ball is snapped. Kind of a quick change, and then the defense kind of has to, check or whatever they got to do quickly before the ball is snapped. I think that's the biggest thing.